This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The world's biggest, fastest supercomputer is now in China. The new computer, unveiled today, takes the top spot away from an American computer at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
Jack Dungara, a computer scientist at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, keeps an up-to-date list of the world's 500 most powerful computers. He'd been hearing reports that China's National Supercomputing Center was about to get a big new machine. So last week, when he was in Beijing for a conference, he decided to find out for sure.
I sort of asked if it would be possible to make a visit to the computing center.
It was. He saw rows of cabinets filled with 20,000 smaller computers all linked together. The new supercomputer covered more than a third of an acre. Dungara was surprised by two things. First, the computer's power. It can carry out 2,500 trillion operations per second, 40% more than any other supercomputer on Earth. And second, unlike previous Chinese supercomputers, it wasn't just built with Western components. Modern supercomputers are made from thousands of individual processors, and in China's new champion machine, those are made in America. But Chinese scientists built the switches that connect those computer chips.
And the connection's critical because the faster you make the interconnect, the better your overall computation will flow.
Now, beating the previous record holder by 40% may seem impressive, but the new supercomputer may not stay on top for long. Dungara says he knows of five supercomputers now being built that are supposed to be four times more powerful than China's new machine. Three are in the U.S., two are in Japan. Supercomputers are unleashed on really complicated problems, like forecasting the weather or simulating our planet's future climate. And Dungara says to do those jobs, the sheer power of a fast machine isn't nearly enough.
The more challenging thing is being able to effectively use these machines.
That's a programming challenge, writing computer software that will manage a supercomputer's thousands of individual processors to work together efficiently. Dungara says he has no idea how well the Chinese are doing with that part of the supercomputing challenge. Unlike the hardware race, the accomplishments of computer software are not easily measured. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.